Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, coming at you from my messy kitchen table, which is probably more relatable than those perfectly curated Instagram shots, am I right? Let's be honest, patience isn't exactly a superpower most of us feel we possess, especially when it comes to our relationships. Between the kids, the partners, the friends, and even ourselves, sometimes it feels like our fuse is shorter than a TikTok video. But what if I told you that practicing patience with yourself could actually be the key to unlocking smoother, more fulfilling relationships? It's all about mastering that inner calm, understanding your triggers, and choosing kindness over frustration. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, chamomile tea for me, and let's dive into some real talk about cultivating patience as a superpower. Ever feel like you're constantly on edge, snapping at people, or just feeling generally stressed out? I mean, who hasn't been there, right? It happens to the best of us. But when we start practicing patience with ourselves, something magical starts to happen. We become less reactive and more responsive. We learn to take a breath before we react, to consider other perspectives, and to approach situations with empathy instead of judgment. Now let's get real for a second. This isn't about becoming doormats or letting people walk all over you. This is about setting healthy boundaries, communicating your needs clearly, and respecting yourself enough to take a break when you need it. Remember, you deserve peace and joy in your relationships, and cultivating patience is a powerful tool to get there. Speaking of tools, think of it like this. Patience is like a muscle that needs training. The more you practice it, the stronger it gets. So how do we actually put this into action? First, start by becoming aware of your triggers, those little things that send you spiraling into frustration mode. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop coping mechanisms, like taking a few deep breaths, stepping away from the situation for a moment, or practicing mindfulness techniques. Next, remember that everyone makes mistakes. We all have off days, and sometimes people just plain mess up. Instead of letting those imperfections derail your entire day, try to approach them with understanding and compassion. It's amazing how much resentment we can hold on to when we refuse to forgive ourselves or others. Let go of the past, embrace the present, and focus on building stronger connections based on forgiveness and acceptance. Remember that real growth happens outside of our comfort zones. So be brave enough to ask for what you need, to communicate your feelings honestly, and to set healthy boundaries in your relationships. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it's worth it. Okay, let's get super practical with a real-life example. Imagine this. You're running late for work because your kid decided breakfast was best served on the floor. I've been there, folks. Your partner is rushing around trying to get out the door to you, and you both end up in a mini meltdown fueled by caffeine and stress. Now, here's where patience comes in. Instead of yelling at each other or snapping under pressure, take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and try to see things from your partner's perspective. They might be feeling overwhelmed too. Maybe you can even turn it into a funny moment, laugh about the breakfast situation, and remind yourselves that life is messy, but together you can handle it. So, what are the key takeaways here? First, remember that patience is a superpower practice makes perfect. Second, become aware of your triggers and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Third, forgive yourself and others, let go of resentment, and embrace compassion. Fourth, be brave enough to ask for what you need and set healthy boundaries. And lastly, remember to laugh at the chaos. Life's too short to take everything so seriously. Ready to unlock that inner calm and cultivate more patience in your relationships? I know you got this. Share this episode with your friends, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of positivity and real talk, because being a mom is amazing, but let's be honest, sometimes we need a little extra support. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep rocking that mom life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.